Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the OpenMind How to Analyze Out-of-Memory Issues conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. At the end of the conference, there will also be a polling session, and instructions on how to participate will be given at that time. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, the 4th of January, 2012. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Ms. Jenny Yang. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. I would like to welcome you to this open mic session. In this session, I will describe how to analyze out-of-memory issues. Please go to slide 2. Please use the PDF file I have sent you by email, and I will also share my screen to share with you some verbal DC logs, some Java code to give you an example. If you can't access the website to view my screen, then please don't worry. You can just view my PDF in the PDF. I also print the information I want to share with you in the example. Please go to slide 2. This is my agenda. First of all, I will explain native heap memory, Java heap memory, and how they are used. Next, I will describe how to gather data to analyze both native and Java heap out-of-memory issues. Finally, I will explain how to analyze the data. In this topic, I will focus on how to analyze a Java heap out-of-memory issue. For native heap out-of-memory issues, I will point out some common causes for native heap memory issues and how to resolve them. If these steps do not resolve the native heap out-of-memory issue, it is recommended to take the data collected and request IBM support. Please go to slide 4. An out-of-memory error is generated when a particular resource is exhausted. The Java runtime throws an out-of-memory error for these resources. Java heap memory error and a native heap memory error. Java heap memory error is used for the allocation and the memory management of Java objects created by the application. Native heap memory error is used for the Java runtime itself, for the allocation of resources to back some Java objects, and for the allocation of memory by GNI code. From JDK 1.5 or later, class loader and class use native heap memory. Java run as an operation system level process with the restrictions that the operation system imposes. 32-bit architecture and operation system gives 4 gigabytes of process address space, much larger for 64-bit. Some memory is used by the operation system and the C language runtime. Some memory is used by the Java virtual machine runtime. Some of the rest is used for the Java heap, and some is left over for the native heap. Native heap is usually measured including the Java virtual machine memory usage, threads, just-in-time compiler, classes and class loaders, GNI, direct Java NIO byte buffers, Java runtime data use native memory. 64-bit Java virtual machine will use more native and Java heap memory than 32-bit Java virtual machine because one object will use more bits of memory. It needs more memory to save same type of object information. Please go to slide 6. In Java API, auto memory error is defined as when the Java virtual machine cannot allocate an object because it is out of memory, and no more memory could be made available by the garbage collector. Java heap out of memory can be caused by Java heap exhaustion, excessive GC activity. Possible reasons are incorrect heap settings or fragmentation or memory leaks. Native heap out of memory can be caused by native heap exhaustion or native heap fragmentation. Sometimes, but they are less probable, native heap out of memory can be caused by class loader exhaustion or operation system resource restriction or operation system resource consumption. By default, when an auto memory error reported, a Java call, a heap dump, a snap file will be generated automatically by IBM JDK. For non-IBM JDK, no Java call or snap file. To generate a heap dump by non-IBM JDK, when auto memory issue reported, we need to configure additional parameter and restart the server. Please go to slide 8 and slide 9. In slide 8 and slide 9, I listed URLs or tech notes must gather for auto memory issue on AX, Linux, Windows, Solaris, HP Unix operation system for Java heap and native heap auto memory. We have known the differences of Java heap and native heap, so we need to gather different data to analyze Java and native heap auto memory issue. If you cannot view my screen, then you can click the first URL in the slide 8. Now I will use my screen to share the must-gather auto memory errors with the WebSphere application server on AX, Linux, or Windows as an example of how to gather data for Java heap auto memory issue. From the screen, you can find the collecting data manually. After click the collecting data manually, then you can find step one. You are requested to enable verbal GC, and you can find the hyperlink to the enabling verbal GC in WebSphere application server tech note. To analyze an auto memory issue, we need first to decide if it is a Java heap auto memory or native heap auto memory. To decide if it is a Java heap auto memory or native heap auto memory, we need verbose GC log file. So this tech note tell us how to enable verbose GC. Back to the first tech note, must gather auto memory on X, Windows, Linux. Then after we enable verbal GC, we need to after the auto memory issue occur again, then we need to gather servers log files, heap dumps, Java calls, and server.xml. This is an example of how to gather Java heap auto memory. Next, I will use an native auto memory as an example. Okay, here. If you cannot view my screen, then you can click the second URL in my TechNote in slide 8. When you open the MathGather native memory issues on AX, from the steps we can know, we also need verbal GC log file. We also need heap dump Java call server log files. And to analyze a native out of memory issue, we need some other data, a system call file. To generate a system call file, we can find in step 8, there is a hyperlink to the TechNote getting a system call and a system libraries for AX. So in this getting a system call and a system libraries, we can find first we need to configure full call. We can find a hyperlink to crash on AX produces no call or truncated call. Then we can we need first to configure full call to make when the out of memory issue occur, we can get a full call. If we cannot get a full call, then there is possibility that we cannot find useful info from the call dump file. So after we configure full call, when the native out of memory issue occur again, we can use Q-11 or gencall to generate a call file, and then run getlib.sh to get libraries the call the process uses. Then we can set the call dump the getlib archive .tar.z file to IBM. After we get the call file, we also need to know how the process used the memory and how the memory is used by all processes in the system. Then we need to run the two scripts files which is attached in the MathGather native out of memory issue on AX, IBM PS script.sh and AX memory leak.sh. After we gather all of this data, then we can contact IBM support to help us to analyze the native memory issue further. Please note that please run the IBM the two scripts files when the server started. Please go to slide 10. To analyze an out of memory issue, we need first to know if this is a Java heap out of memory issue or a native heap out of memory issue. To know this, we need to gather verbal GC log. We can enable verbal GC in server's Java virtual machine. After 1.7, we can enable verbal GC in runtime. Then we need to restart the server after enable verbal GC. But for former version of WAS, we can only configure to enable verbal GC in configuration. Save it in the configuration if this is a network deployment environment. Remember to synchronize node and restart the server. For Solaris and the HP Unix operation system, to gather a full set of detailed GC log, we need to configure some more parameters after enable verbal GC. For detail, we can reference the enable verbal GC TechNote. Now I share the screen with you to view how to configure verbal GC for Solaris and HP Unix. From the screen, you can see in the step 5, After you enable, you check the verbose garbage collection checkbox for Solaris and HP Unix. Also complete these additional steps. After click the additional steps, we can find some parameters. XX print GC details, XX print GC time steps, XX print GC at GC, heap at GC. Please add these parameters, and if without these parameters, we cannot get enough GC log information to analyze an auto memory issue. So back to the PDF. I want to share with you that the verbal GC performance cost with very basic testing shows 1 millisecond overhead for GC duration of 200 milliseconds. That means if application GC overhead is 5%, it will become 5.03%. So it is very limited performance impact with the verbal GC. To analyze a Java heap out of memory, besides verbal GC log, we also need server's log files, systemout.log file, systemerror.log file, native stderror.log file, native stdout.log file, and a Java call heap dump, which are generated automatically when an out of memory error is reported by IBM GDK. Because Solaris and HP Unix use non-IBM GDK, they have no Java call when out of memory error reported. So we need the server server.xml to check the server's memory related configuration. But it may be not what the server is using when out of memory error is reported, because we can't sure if anything is configured after the server is started. But we can use it as reference. If we can find the time when the server is started and the ls minus l of the server's .xml, then we can know if the configuration in server.xml is same as the server used. We can find server starting information in systemout.log file. Let the server use enough historical systemout.log files to save enough information for the process will be helpful. If we use .server.sh script to start the server, then we can find the time that the server is started in server in start server.log file. Please remember, for non-IBM GDK, to generate heap dump when out of memory error reported, we need to configure additional parameters and restart the server. Another suggestion, before we start a server, please first backup the server's log files, then delete all log files of the server and restart the server, especially for an out-of-memory issue on Solaris and the HP Unix operation system, because there is no time step in verbal GC log, even we add more parameters. If the log only contains the process information, then it will be easier to analyze. To analyze a native heap out of memory issue, we need server's log files, Java call, heap dump, server.xml. We also need to know memory usage of the process and the memory usage of all processes which run in the operation system. In the Mathgather tech note, IBM support team has written script files to gather this data. Please run them to gather this data. To analyze a native heap out of memory issue, we also need an operation system code dump to analyze native memory usage, but it is very difficult because there is no comparable heap dumps for native memory. So we have to use trial and error, going through each of the potential native memory users until we find the one that is causing the problem. To summarize, to analyze an out-of-memory issue, we need verbal GC log, Java call, heap dump, server log files, server.xml. If it is a native heap out-of-memory issue, we need more data than Java heap, memory usage of the process, memory usage of all processes, call dump. Following, I give a simple explanation on Java call, heap dump, system dump. Java call is generated defaultly by IBM JDK. The Java call is a text file that contains a variety of information that is extremely useful in determining the type of out-of-memory error you are seeing. Heap dump is generated defaultly by IBM JDK. After configure additional parameters for non-IBM JDK, heap dump can be generated based on your configuration. The heap dump is a binary or text. It is a representation of all the objects on your heap, which will allow you to identify any large collection objects within your Java heap. System dump requires special configuration. We recommend you configure full call first before you get it. The system dump have everything a heap dump does and more: accurate GC root information and the ability to view primitive values being the two main advantages. In this page, I also give you the parameter of how to configure rotate verbal GC log file to avoid the file size too large and impact performance. In this argument, we use the parameter x to set rotate verbal GC log file number, use y to set in one verbal GC log file how many GC cycles can be printed. Please go to slide 11. Next, I will introduce how to analyze the data to find root cause of the out-of-memory issue. If it is a heap used out issue or fragmentation issue, is there leak or not? Please go to slide 12. To analyze an out-of-memory issue, we first need to find if this is a Java heap out-of-memory issue or a native heap out-of-memory issue. To find if it is a Java heap out-of-memory issue or native heap out-of-memory issue, we need first to analyze verbal GC log. We need to analyze the last set of GC cycle before the out-of-memory reported. In this slide, I give an example. If you can view my screen, then now I will share my screen with you. Okay. From the screen, you can find left angle bracket AF means the beginning of a GC cycle. In same line, the interval MS means the interval from end of last time of GC to this time of GC cycle triggered, how many milliseconds passed it. Left angle bracket GC means the GC beginning. Left angle bracket slash GC means the time of this time of GC finishes. the two lines after that means after allocation how many free Java heap memory left. We need check if the free memory in left angle bracket GC and left angle bracket slash GC is equal to the free memory after allocation. If they are same, then that means Java heap out memory occurs. If you can view my screen, you can see I highlighted error. The value, the free bytes value are same, so it is a heap out of memory issue, Java heap out of memory issue. We also can find, we also have opportunity to find excessive GC. I also share with you an example in my screen. So, if we can find excessive GC activity detected, which I highlighted in my screen, then it also means a Java heap out of memory issue occurred. Okay, back to the PDF. Please go to slide 13. If there is no verbal GC log, then please analyze the Java call. In the third line of the Java call, if you find, I will give you an example. Okay, you can view my screen. If you cannot view my screen, you can view the PDF file in slide 13. You can find in Java call the signal info is dump event systhrough detail Java lang auto memory error field to create a thread write view, or you can find Java lang auto memory error field to fork OS thread received, then that means native auto memory issue occurred. Please go to slide 14. From Java call, we can find the server's maximum heap configuration. I also give you an example Java call. If you cannot view my screen, you can view the PDF. I also pasted it into my PDF. Okay, in my screen, I highlighted the line. It is the maximum heap configuration. If you cannot view my screen, then the XMX means the maximum heap Java heap configuration. You can also find the free Java heap memory and the allocated Java heap memory. You can find in my screen the highlighted two line, and in the PDF you can find heap free and the heap alloc bytes of heap space allocated bytes of heap space free. These two line mean the free and the allocated heap memory. If allocate Java heap memory is less than maximum Java heap, then it is a native heap out of memory issue. Else, we need to analyze the GC history. We can search GC space history and check if there is J9 allocate indexable object returning now. I will give you an example. Please view my screen. Okay. After you open a Java code, you can search GC space history and check if there is G9 allocate indexable object returning now. In my screen, I highlighted the line. If you find this information, then that means a Java heap out of memory issue occurred. We can also find if the out of memory issue is caused by excessive GCs from the GC history in Java call. If excessive GC caused out of memory issue, we can find forcing G9 allocate indexable object to fail because of excessive GC. If you cannot view my screen, then you can find the information you need to search in the Java call in my PDF in slide 14. Please go to slide 15. After we confirm it is a Java heap memory issue, then in verbal GC log from the last set of GC cycle before auto memory reported, we can find free memory percentage. I will give you an example. Okay, you can view my screen. You can find the percentage after GC. The percentage in the example is zero. If you if it is near to 0%, then heap has been used out. We need to analyze heap dump to find if there is memory leak. We developed some tools to analyze heap dump. They are assembled into IBM Support Assistant. The tool names are Heap Analyzer and Memory Analyzer. In my screen, I show you my IBM Support Assistant. You can find the Heap Analyzer. I haven't installed the Memory Analyzer into my LIC tool. So if you install it, you can also find the Memory Analyzer in here, and you can use it. If there are memory leaks, then we need to contact development team of the code to resolve the memory leak issue. After the memory leak issue is resolved, the out of memory issue will be resolved. If there is no memory leak found from heap dump, then that means the workload of the server is too high. We need to decrease workload of the server or increase maximum Java heap size of the server to resolve the out of memory issue. To increase maximum Java heap memory, we need to consider if there are enough free physical memory when the workload in the operation system is very high. If there is no enough free physical memory, then before we increase maximum Java heap, we need first to add enough physical memory to the operation system to support the maximum Java heap memory configuration. To increase maximum Java heap memory, after we confirm that there are enough free physical memory, we still need to consider if the operation system supports the maximum Java heap memory. As we have talked in slide 4, in a 32-bit operation system, one process can only use 4 gigabytes of memory. But the 4 gigabytes of memory is used by the operation system and the process together. Operation system uses some memory to maintain the process. The left part can be used by the process itself. By default, in an AIX and a Windows operation system, process itself can only use 2 gigabytes of memory. For Linux, Solaris, HP, Unix operation system, it is different, but still limited by 32-bit mode. And for a Java process, the memory is used by native code and a Java code. So, native heap memory at Java heap memory equal to memory used by the process. So, if we configure Java heap memory, we need to check if there are enough native memory left. For example, for a 32-bit AIX operation system, if we configure maximum Java heap memory to 1 gigabytes, then native heap memory will be 2 minus 1 equal to 1 gigabyte memory. If we configure maximum Java heap memory to 1.5 gigabytes, then available native heap memory will be only 0.5 gigabytes. It will be easy to cause a native out-of-memory issue. Next, we talk about Java heap fragmentation. I will give you an example. If we find there are large size of free Java heap memory compared with requested memory size from the example, need 16392200 bytes, that means the requested memory, and here freed 50% free means now how many memory can is available from the data. From the example, we can know when there are more than 500 of millibytes is available, a request which only need 16 millibytes of memory have filled. So that means a fragmentation. We can follow the take note. We can find the take note in my PDF. We can follow the take note to add parameters. With these parameters, when a thread requests memory larger than specified with the parameters, then the thread's current stack trace will be printed out into native STD error log file. Then we can analyze the stack trace, tune the code to avoid request large memory. Please note that even we have some JVM generic arguments can set large object error to make large object be allocated into large object error. If there are too many large objects, then still can cause fragmentation issue. So to resolve a heap fragmentation issue, the only way is to tune code, not request large memory. For Java, we think 512 KB is large. Please go to slide 16. If from last set of GC cycle, we find it requests large size of memory, then from Java call, we can search current thread to find the stack trace of the thread which requests large memory. From the example I gave, the thread requests 13 millibytes of memory. That means a large request. Then from the Java call, we can search current thread details. And from the thread stack trace, we can find who requests the large object. And we need to contact the developer of the code to not request large object. We can tune this code as first step, but we still need to follow the above take note and the parameter to print all stack trees which request large objects and tune these codes. Maybe there are other methods request large object. We need to find all of them, tune them, at the end resolve the fragmentation caused out memory issue. Please go to slide 17. If there is no verbal GC log, but from Java call we can't find GC history detail, maybe this is a native out of memory. Please follow the troubleshooting native out of memory issue take note to resolve non native memory issue. If still has the issue, please gather a full set of data, follow native out of memory must get take note. Please also enable verbal GC if it is not enabled in runtime, please remember to restart the server. In this slide, I give you the URL of the take note enable verbal GC. Please go to slide 18. In this slide, I listed some tools to analyze GC performance, Java GC and Memory Visualizer and PMIT. In my screen, I share with you my IBM support assistant. You can find the first tool here, IBM Monitoring and Diagnostic Tool for Java Garbage Collection and Memory Visualizer. PMAT here, IBM Pattern Modeling and Analysis Tool for Java Garbage Collector. Okay, please go to slide 19. In this page, I also listed some errors which can be found in WAS log files. These errors indicate a native heap out of memory issue occurs. If we confirm that it is a native out of memory issue, then we firstly need to check if it is non-native memory issue. First, we need to check if it is a 32-bit JTK. If it is a 32-bit JTK, we need to check how many memory the process can use. Different operation systems have different default configuration for 32-bit process, can be tuned by different parameters. After that, we need to check maximum Java heap memory configuration, because native heap memory size that the process can use is total possible process memory minus maximum Java heap. We also need to consider how the application is developed. Some applications use more native memory because they use more JNI code or create more threads, use more class loaders. Then we need to give more native memory for the process than normally. Normally, we suggest to give 1-to-1 for native to Java heap. So, if maximum Java heap memory is larger than 1 GB, we can consider to decrease it to 1 GB first to give more native heap memory in a 32-bit JDK. If we do need more Java heap memory than 1 GB, then we need to tune the OS to support it, but it is still limited with 32-bit mode. Both for 32-bit and 64-bit JDK, we also need to consider if there are enough physical memory can be used by the process. If operation systems' physical memory are consumed by processes, when the JVM tries to request native heap memory from operation system has no memory to allocate for the process. This still can cause native heap out-of-memory issue. It is better to make WAS can use physical memory, else paging will impact WAS performance. If there is no enough physical memory in the operation system, then we first need to add more RAM or stop some processes which run in the operation system, or tune memory usage of these processes to resolve the issue. If maximum Java heap memory is okay, then we can analyze Java core to check if there are threads which have large thread number. Here, I give you an example. Okay, in the example, we can find a thread. The thread name is thread minus 5587. We can know the thread number is very large. Then we can configure relative thread pool size to fixed pool size. That means configure its minimum thread pool size equal to maximum thread pool size. After that, please remember to restart the server. After that, if the native out-of-memory issue still occur, we can disable ALO to avoid direct byte buffer use too much native heap memory. If all of these can't resolve the native out-of-memory issue, then please gather a full set of native out-of-memory data, follow the must-gather tech note, and call IBM support team to help further. That's all. Operator, let's begin the Q&A time.
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel a request, you may also press the pound or hash key. Your first question comes from the line of Sandesh Jayarama from ANZ. Please ask your question now.
Hi, Denny. This is Sandesh here. Just had a question on what exactly is FirmGen, because I've often seen out-of-memory exceptions saying out-of-memory FirmGen fail or FirmGen error. It doesn't give much explanation as to what it is, but just fails there. So can you tell what exactly FirmGen stands for and what exactly we should be looking at?
Sorry, can you write your question into the chat window? I can't totally understand your question.
I cannot open your link. It says page unavailable. It's to do with FirmGen, FirmGen. So what exactly is FirmGen error?
PRM.
Out of memory error, FirmGen fail.
Yeah.
PERMGEN.
PERMGEN error. You mean you find PERMGEN error, yeah?
Yeah, it is related to out of memory error. It's FirmGen, I suppose, is one of the heap spaces, or I don't know. That's what I want to know. So, what is FirmGen? It is out of memory error for FirmGen space.
Oh, FirmGen space. I don't understand Bunjian space. What is Bunjian space?
It comes out of WPS. I'm using WPS as a server, and of course it uses WAS as the application server underneath it, so you should be knowing that more than me. That's why I'm asking you.
Do you mean the permanent generation?
It should
for
be
non-IBM JDK.
Maybe. I don't know. I get this error, so just was interested to know more about that.
So, do you mean
right,
the permanent generation of objects?
Yep.
Can you tell me what operation system you are using?
Solaris.
IBM have no Persian auto memory ECU. That is for Oracle JDK or HP JDK because it have permanent generation and JavaHeap only used for tuned and Sylvia and Elder generation. So if you use Solaris or HP Unix, then you need first to configure permanent perm size, and the permanent object will be allocated into a permanent generation. If you have a permanent generation auto memory issue, you only need to increase the perm size or perm max size.
Okay.
Thank you for your questions. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, you may press star 1 and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from the line of Kandipan Achalika. Please ask your question. Kandipan, your line is open. Please ask your question. We'll move on to the next question. Comes from the line of Liang Yan Yan from IBM. Please ask your question now.
Thank you. I wish to ask if you will hold another session to teach us how to analyze the heap dump. Because it seems that there's no such kind of topic in this session.
Maybe if many people interested in this topic, I will give a topic about how to analyze heap dump using heap analyzer or memory analyzer. Thank you for your question.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this. Once again, the line from Mr. Kandipan, please ask your question.
Hello. Do you have any tools for analyzing permanent generation in Solaris operating system? So for example, we getting the heap dump from it can only analysis in PMAT, but the PMAT doesn't show anything class loaded or where is the permanent gen leaking.
Okay. For non-IBM JDK, IBM have some tools to analyze the heap dump, but the heap dump maybe there is no permanent generation because you can use Oracle JDK offered tools to analyze that. And to analyze IBM JDK, we have a heap analyzer and a memory analyzer to analyze heap dump. And we have, I can share my screen with you. the thread and the monitor dump analyzer for Java to analyze a Java call, and the PMAT garbage collection and the memory visualizer to analyze a verbal GC log.
Okay, so you don't have any tool for the Solaris JVM for analyzing the PermGen, actually, because we usually get, when you do the heap dump, we get the .hprof files. That .hprof only available, some of the can be used on some of the tools, but that tools never showed anything on the leak analysis. Is not showing anything on the perm leak, or it's loading duplicate class loader or too much class loader, or we don't know the, any idea what it's doing.
Okay, I understand you, because if you use an IBM JDK, then from the Java call or the operation system call file, you can find the class loader. And to find how the class loader is used, heap dump is not a good not a good file to analyze the class loader, because class loader is loaded into native memory. So if you want to analyze a class loader, then you can generate a operation system call dump and analyze the call dump. To analyze a operation system call dump, the relative operation system will have some tools to analyze their call dump. IBM have no a tool to analyze all kind of operation systems call dump.
Okay, thank you, Dad.
Okay, welcome. And for IBM JDK, Java call maybe is useful to analyze a class loader, because in Java call you can find all class loaders information and what classes is loaded by that class loader. If you need more information that cannot be found from Java call, then you need an operation system call dump to analyze further.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for your questions. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. There are no further questions at this time. That concludes our question and answer sessions, and we shall now conduct the polling session. There are two questions on this survey. Each question will be read out in full, followed by all possible answers. Please wait for all choices before answering. Please note that each line may only vote once per question. Answers may not be changed. Question 1. How do you evaluate our speaker? For very satisfied, please press 1. For satisfied, please press 2. For no relations with my work, please press 3. All participants, please submit your answer now. There will be a brief silence while the results are compiled. Thank you, everyone, for participating. We will now begin the polling for questions 2. How do you evaluate the presentation? For very satisfied, please press 1. For satisfied, please press 2. For no relations with my work, please press 3. All participants, please submit your vote now. Thank you, everyone, for participating. Please wait for a while the results is being compiled. Thank you, everyone. That concludes our polling sessions. I'll now look to pass the call back to the presenter for closing remarks. Mr. Yang, please continue.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for everyone to attend our session. I welcome to reply my email to tell me what is your interesting topic this year, and we will give you the hot topic session in this year based on your reply. Thank you again. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for your participation. You may all disconnect the lines.